Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Really fell into something today, which we often do on Dukes and Bell, and that is Marvin Harrison, who Gus Johnson, of course, referred to as Maserati Marvin. Not that that was aggravating like 20 times a game. The dude is not working out for the pro day at Ohio State. A lot of people, the conventional wisdom is, okay, he's put the tape on. He's the number one, hands-down wide receiver. He'll do stuff at his pro day in Columbus. Not happening. So the question we have at Dukes and Bell 929, if he fell to us at 8, how could you refuse the next Julio Jones potentially for the Atlanta Falcons, or maybe even better? 404-726-0929. If you guys want to talk about it again, 404-726-0929. I've banged the drum for years, dare I say decades, about the trenches and dedicating top picks to edge. It's a top-heavy edge rush. If you don't go edge in the first round, you're going to be back with Ebikadie and Harrison and guys that you're hoping will develop. But some would say Marvin Harrison with Drake London, the other speed elements you've added to this roster, with the most reliable delivery system since Matt Ryan 2016-17, man, that'd be something to watch, wouldn't it?
Well, those top men that you're speaking of, Mike Bell, are basically going to be in one of two positions. If you can get a Marvin Harrison Jr. and you can somehow trade up into the back end of the first round to grab a Chop Robinson or maybe a Latu and fill both of those needs, I mean, my goodness, now we're cooking with gas.
Ty, when did I become Unc Jones on Twitter? Just hit us up and said, surely a team that drafted Pitts, Robinson would not pass on Harrison Jr. Well, this gets back to the argument about the best athlete. We talked earlier with Myles Garrett from Fox 5. Now, the edge rushers are higher than the corners. Joe Alt is higher than the edge rushers as far as the best athlete. So we just kind of decipher if we're picking at 8. And there's been a run. If somebody moves up and they go quarterback times 4 for the first 4 picks, then you could have a good shot. If somebody, and we don't know how these personnel guys think, we've seen stranger things have happened. Marvin Harrison was the consensus number one all offseason. And now all of a sudden, some of these draft boards, you see Malik Nabers, as you brought up earlier, Chris, are higher. Some guys think Roma Dunze is going to be a rock star in this league. But imagine the Falcons. I said it earlier, we drafted Vic Beasley when everybody wanted Todd Gurley. This would be very similar like the 2015.
Yeah, because if everybody wanted Jared Verse and then you went Marvin Harrison and you had to settle for a second-tier pass rusher, man. But as you said, the capability of the offense would be potentially historic levels because you're looking at no areas of weakness on your offense, especially with your skill position players. You have an A-level dynamic wide receiver 1 and 2, what should be an A-level tight end coming back off the injury. You have an A-level running back tandem, and you have, I'll be generous, a B-plus offensive line. If that doesn't score 30 points a game, I don't know what will.
Mr. Yo says, with a 3-4 defense, you need some big defensive linemen, athletic linebackers. And we like our linebackers. I like Turner, but if Marvin Harrison is sitting there at number 8, there's just no way you can pass him up. That would be like passing on, and he's got a video of rookie Randy Moss back in 1998. So that would certainly be interesting. Guys, it's now, you know, some of these conversations, I grant you, require the stars aligning. like when we talked about Lamar Jackson a few years ago. That was a 1,000-to-1 shot because the Ravens always had the high ground to match. I used to argue that with Carl at the time.
It was never going to happen.
You know, the Fields thing was never even an option for the Falcons. It was just an option, you know, here. But now we get to something which truly is not hype. It's not sports talk fodder because there'll be some general managers potentially who will say, I don't know about this. Is his 40 time? Is he? Now, look, you've seen the tape. You've seen everything he's done in his career. But Marvin Harrison at 8, would you do it?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.